This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned after 16 months on the job. An immense pressure from the White House in public over the situation along the U.S.-Mexico border. While she did not say exactly why she is quitting, she wrote she hopes the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded the ability to fully secure America's borders, which have contributed to discord in the nation's discourse. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed prime minister has called the action by Haftar an attempted coup. Haftar and his forces appear to have gained ground along the outskirts of the capital, but they said that the troops are prepared to confront them. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
That's Edward Uranian reporting for VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. And humiliating setback for Erdogan, the opposition Republican People's Party narrowly won Istanbul. This is VOA News. Uganda. Security teams have rescued an American woman and her driver who had been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. The two were said to be in good health and in the safe hands for unidentified gunmen. Kidnapped 56-year-old Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver Jean-Paul Mering near a wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to the abduction. The abduction happened in the section of the park which sits near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rwandan President Paul Kagame began a week of solemn ceremonies Sunday to commemorate the lives of those murdered during the Rwandan genocide, a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago. Mia Warmersley reports for Reuters.
800,000 Tutsi and moderate Hutus were murdered during a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago. President Kagame laid a wreath at the Gazozi Genocide Memorial Site, where over a quarter of a million people are buried. Before the government and foreign dignitaries attended an afternoon of speeches and song.
25 years later, here we are, all of us, wounded and heartbroken, yes, but unvanquished.
The 100 days of slaughter began on the night of April the 6th, 1944.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said the Democrats need to see the complete report issued by Special Counsel Robert Mueller because Attorney General William Barr is biased. Nadler's appearance comes after a week of media reports that Mueller's team is not happy with Barr's summary of the 22-month-long probe into whether the Donald Trump campaign colluded with Russia to help him win the 2016 presidential election. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani has established a new leadership council comprising government officials, opposition politicians, and civil society representatives that will manage national peace efforts and put together an effective team of negotiators for possible talks with the Taliban insurgency. Addressing the inaugural meeting of what is named the Leadership Council for Reconciliation Sunday, Ghani said that he hopes that the effort under the government umbrella would lead to ending the bloodshed in Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.